This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
What are you waiting for? Mm-hmm. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show.
What am I waiting for? I'm on the floor under a desk. It takes a second.
Oh. In his fort.
There you go.
Fortress of
no
solitude.
No girls allowed.
There's no sign that says that.
Oh, you had a lot of girls in there?
I don't know any that would want to climb on the ground under the desk, but if they want to watch me eat oatmeal and yogurt under the desk, sure, you're welcome to come on in.
It sounds so inviting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see if there's a line of girls out there. We'll let you know if anyone wants to come in.
Need to get you like Costanza did on Seinfeld, get you a little bed put under there, a little rack and everything.
That is actually a really good story arc. I think that's pretty funny that he moved in under there.
All right, let's do the Bottle Rock tickets, shall we? Everybody wants some Bottle Rock tickets. 3-day general admission tickets to Bottle Rock. Here's how to get them. Take the word sun, S-U-N, not like your kid, but the glowing orb in the sky, sun, and text it to our contest line, 20357. And then that's it. You're in the running to win 3-day GA tickets to Bottle Rock for this year. Sun is this hour's code word. This is this week, your last chance to win these 3-day tickets. May 23rd through the 25th, Bottle Rock is happening in Napa Valley. This hour's code word is sun, S-U-N, sun. This part of the show is brought to you by Cirque du Soleil. Experience Cirque du Soleil like never before.
Ooh.
With the extraordinary show, Echo. Now playing through May 11th. It's only going to be there for a couple more days. Get your tickets now at CirqueDuSoleil.com. Okay, let us dive in to the gene pool that is the Cyrus family. It's a strong pool. They do all look like each other.
I'll withhold comments until you
get to
the... Oh, no,
please.
Well, I just want to say...
Please go right ahead.
They have talent. It's undeniable.
No question about it. Well, Miley does, anyway. Achy Breaky Heart was a hit song. So Billy Ray.
A huge hit. Like,
it's like one of the biggest country
launched
songs of
the
all
Cyrus,
time.
You know how Kim Kardashian launched the Kardashians with her porn? Cyrus launched that family fortune with Achy Breaky Heart.
Yeah, that was a big hit. What year did that come out?
I didn't
older
listen
song,
to it at the time. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It was certainly before Miley was born.
Oh, I have no idea. Oh, really?
I would think, absolutely.
How old is she? I think she's like
30.
It came out
right in there.
Would you want to take a guess on what
year
it came
out?
Yeah.
I would say that was like a year 2000 song. I don't know.
01.
No, way off.
What is it?
1992.
Oh,
Achy
my.
Breaky Heart.
Way before she was born.
That
way.
May very well be. How old is she? Oh, are we guessing this too?
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus, I will say is... I would say she's probably like, I wonder if she's like, I'll say 34.
I would have said 30.
She is actually 32.
Oh, we're in the middle.
So you guys are right.
But you're right. That is before she was ever born. And that was a huge song. And she wasn't, so when was Hannah Montana? That was like early 2000s or something?
Yeah.
She was just like a 12-year-old in that
song?
Yeah, Saturday?
I think she was 11 or 12 when she got cast.
Well.
It came out in 2006.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hannah Montana.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. There's been some stuff that's happened in this family that we're all very interested in. What confused me was the timeline. What year would you say Billy Ray Cyrus and Tish Cyrus, those are the parents of Miley, what year would you say they got divorced?
2012. 2015? I'll say 2016.
They got divorced in 2022.
Wow.
They got divorced 3 years ago.
Oh, so they were broken up, though.
They've actually, she's filed a bunch of times. Like, since 2012, there have been three filings. The third one stuck. But they weren't divorced until 2022. And she married that dude that was dating her daughter, the one who's her age but dating her daughter, Noah, just 2 years ago. And then the whole Fire Rose thing with Billy Ray Cyrus happened, like, the next year after that. Like, that was just last year.
Yeah, 2024.
Incredible. What the? I don't know. It is a time warp, though. It's hard to judge anything anymore. So there's trouble. I don't know exactly what the trouble is, but it might be that Billy Ray's cleaning up his act, because suddenly mom, Tish Cyrus, is not following Miley anymore. Yes! Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, my God.
They're saying, is Billy Ray the wrecking ball? Well, he might be. Billy Ray Cyrus tweeted, can't wait to see this young lady. Crazy how time flies. And he puts up a picture of himself playing guitar. I think Miley's playing piano. I don't know. There's the two of them together, like, as she's little. And he puts that picture up with the caption, can't wait to see this young lady. Crazy how time flies. And so as soon as Tish Cyrus, or whatever her last name is now, saw that, she unfollowed Miley. And of course, the fans are going crazy. Crazy. So they say, if you do a quick search, which you don't have to, I'm telling you right now, she's not following her. They say the timing is eyebrow raising because it's just hours after Billy Ray teased that he's patching things up with Miley. Can't wait to see her soon. Billy shared this throwback vid of Miley on the piano while he's strumming guitar and said he couldn't wait to see her. It's unclear if the message had anything with Tish unfollowing Miley, except that, of course, it did. Billy's new girlfriend, Elizabeth Hurley, has lately been all...
It's still weird.
I know.
What?
She's been busy liking all Miley's posts. Like, you know how when you...
Elizabeth Hurley has.
Yeah, when you have a check mark, and you like somebody's stuff, it'll pop up in a lot of people's feeds. Like, this person liked it and these other, and 500 other people.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. So, which is one of the reasons people like to get a check mark.
Right.
So that, you know, if they check, if they like another celebrity's thing, their check mark shows up sometimes first. So Billy's new girlfriend, Billy Ray Cyrus, is dating. In case you haven't heard this yet, just listen to this. Let it sink in. Billy Ray Cyrus's new girlfriend is Elizabeth Hurley. Apparently there was some kind of tearful goodbye at the airport and everything.
Yeah, I saw the pictures.
Oh, she was flying back to
home. Yeah.
London,
I guess. But Elizabeth Hurley, they say, has been all about Miley, liking the latest post that she posted yesterday.
You know what I like about that? I don't. It can almost be seen as a little, you know, much right away. Like, take it easy. But on the other hand, why wouldn't you want to, like, be present as best you can, even though you're not stepmom or, right, you know, there's ever even a need for that. But there's nothing wrong with being like, I've been talking to you. You know, she could even say when they meet, I've been talking to your dad and he just gushes about you. And I looked you up and was like, I'm
like
a fan. I'm
click.
A bit. Yeah. Like, that seems the way that should go. You know what? How it shouldn't go. Mom shouldn't unfriend her own daughter.
Well, because she also shouldn't marry her own daughter's ex-boyfriend.
But I mean, that just feels like, look, you, I don't want Billy Ray to hurt the daughter either. And maybe he hasn't, but the best case scenario is that they're in each other's lives.
Yes.
In a positive way.
Yes. That is, and that Billy's got his S together. Like, that dude seemed like he was on the verge. And then he still looks kind of crusty.
Take my horse to the old town road I go. Ride till I can't no more.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of that.
You kind of had to see that, too. That was a big disaster.
But he comes from the Johnny Depp fashion world as well, like with the layered garbage clothes, like a...
That's so funny that you say that. That is exactly.
I got a bad
layered,
hat.
The layered garbage clothes.
And I got three scarves.
I look like I haven't showered in 2 weeks.
I found this vest out behind a restaurant. I'm wearing that too.
Load me up.
Just gross.
Oh my God. That is such a, the Johnny Depp layered garbage look. Anyway, because I was so surprised to hear that they had divorced in 2022, I found myself a little Cyrus family thread.
Okay.
So April 2022, the final split. After nearly 30 years of marriage, multiple divorce filings, Tish Cyrus files for divorce from Billy Ray Cyrus, citing irreconcilable differences. Late 2022, Billy Ray gets engaged to Fire Rose. Tish starts dating Prison Break actor Dominic Purcell, and Noah collaborates with her dad on a song called Noah Stand Still and calls him her hero, signaling her allegiance with dad at that time. Tish marries Dominic Purcell in Malibu. She marries that guy. So she starts dating him right after she's finalized her divorce with Billy Ray. Notably absent from that wedding is her daughter, Noah, who was dating him, it's such a weird thing. Even though he's much more age appropriate for the mom, it is still weird to shop where your daughter left off a return.
To me, that goes back to the kind of person you've decided you will be. You know, like the choices that you make represent who you are. And I'm not dating ever in the history of the world who my daughter was just doing. Like, right. I'm not doing that. I don't care if that guy looked at me with those
bedroom eyes.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm not going to be that guy.
Right. Because that's my daughter.
Right.
And I owe her the loyalty.
And even if it's not that, you just know that you know. That's in the public forum.
100%.
That's
they
out
are
there.
Famous
that's
people.
That's
all of
who
them.
You're going to be.
Right. And the chances of that working out, not that great.
Well, right.
You know, first of all, you never know. At the beginning of a relationship, it can just be all lust. You think it's more, but it isn't. It's just, I really like banging you. And then there's the pressure of... You can't predict how that person will handle the pressure and now your whole family and all its baggage. And it's just, it's quite a risk to take when you consider that losing your daughter could be the outcome.
You don't even have to bring up the I'm doing the daughter. In any relationship, there's stuff that happens that doesn't even have to be he or she cheated. There's enough arguments about money and how we should spend our time and where you go, like all the things that you have enough problems.
Right. Without having all that loaded on top of it, too. Here,
and
we're
so,
coming in with balancing all these plates.
Now here we are, the unlikely people who, you know, get into a relationship that most likely won't make it, and yet I've just completely burnt my own daughter.
Irretrievably. Like, there's you can't refute that. It's just...
Like a daughter
like a
that has to go.
Birds.
I can't bring my boyfriend home to meet my mom. She might do him.
Right. Because she's married to my old boyfriend and she's probably sick of him by now.
Eek.
That same year, so that was August of 2023, she remarries the daughter's former boyfriend. And Billy Ray marries Fire Rose in late 2023. That is a very short-lived marriage. And that was a mess. That was an absolute disaster. And he was a disaster by the end of it. Like, I don't know if it was a disaster going in. He still had that Johnny Depp layered garbage look. But by the end of it, he also couldn't focus his eyes. You know, he's, I don't know. May 2024, his marriage ends. Let's see. Tish did an interview in early 2024 saying she experienced a complete psychological breakdown before her divorce from Billy Ray, expressing regret for not leaving the marriage sooner to protect her children, because protecting her children is definitely top of the list for her.
Yep.
Then Billy Ray's marriage ends in May of 2024. He files for divorce from Fire Rose after 7 months, citing inappropriate marital conduct and seeking an annulment on the grounds of fraud. In early 2025, Billy Ray posted a video of Miley singing, hinting at a father-daughter reunion. At that point, Tish also briefly unfollowed Miley. And now she's done it again.
Well,
because of the Elizabeth Hurley thing, I'm guessing.
That does seem like one way to let someone know, I guess, that you're not pleased.
It would be, yes. Because don't worry, the way, if you're famous, the world will tell you who's following you and who isn't. She just has to check Timza. And she's, oh, God, Mom's not five. I better call Mom. Put this back together. It's good to know. Thanks for the heads up, TMZ.
It's like that phone call. I'm sure it's happened to you. It's definitely happened to me. You get from... it happened to me. The story was, I answered the door and there was a lady with a note that I'd long broken up with already and was like, I'm not reading your note. That whole, I'm mad at you. We're broken up. Yeah. You don't need to call and tell me that. We're not together.
Yeah, I don't want to know because we're broken
That's
up.
That's why, like, the broken up. Up. You could stop calling or writing letters. We're not together. Mm. You know, that's that.
I don't owe you a reading of this letter.
But that's her way
of sit down
saying,
right?
I'm not pleased. I unfollow.
Yes. And then I sit here stewing until you reach out.
So it's better than that call.
Yeah.
I'm mad at you. I'm not talking to you. Yeah. You just did.
You're talking. You're talking right now.
You called me and you're saying words.
Yep. All right. Well, after an examination of the Cyrus family, let's play a round of who said it? Miley, Tish, or Billy Ray?
These games are starting to really make me feel like badly about my own confidence. Like I just keep losing every one of them. And I look over at
Bob.
Bob is just crushing it. And by the way, can I just say to the texters of the world, they're all writing in to say, it's too late, I already love her.
I know.
They're all writing in and saying stuff like that. You have to stop.
I know. You don't even know her. You don't even know her. We don't even know her. She's hiding everything. She was actually questioning how much she should say. She likes this. And she's questioning how open she should be.
Well, she does have it.
She has it. We heard that in the meeting.
Double M said
found
that.
Out.
Stop. He was gushy. I've never seen him gushy.
I concur.
He's not known for his gushiness.
He's not known for really liking anyone, you know? Not known for it. I'm sure he does like people. I know he likes Jane. When I'm on my best behavior, he likes me. But you got to try harder, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, you've got it.
Vinny, you might get a chance to win later because I have a game.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I bet the texters will like it when Bob has a game. Okay, here we go. Round one. Who said this? Was it? And here are your choices. It's Billy Ray, Miley, or Tish. There won't be any extraneous. There won't be. We're not extending the family. I'm not a preacher, but I'm pretty sure God didn't invent cell phones or Twitter. Was that Miley, Tish, or Billy Ray?
Billy Ray.
Got to be Billy Ray.
Tish.
It's Billy Ray. Sorry about it, Bob. He said that during his Twitter meltdown years ago, apparently. He was beefing with technology, society, and, you know, probably his toaster.
925 says, not denying it. I love Bob.
Here's your next one. I think that people break up and get back together. That's beautiful. It shows a lot of growth. Who said that? Miley, Tish, or Billy Ray? But Billy
Miley.
Ray.
Miley.
Tish.
Tish is the correct answer. Said it when explaining why she and Billy Ray got divorced twice before finally calling it.
Let me give you another Bob one
quick. All right, sure.
I love Bob. Where can I take her yoga class?
Oh,
she's
that's
not,
more
she's
information
not
she can't share.
Yeah,
that.
You're going to
shut
that room out. You better not.
You don't do that.
You need to set up a Bob Instagram.
Yes, more to come.
Somewhere along the journey, I lost myself.
Miley. You're gonna give it away with the accents.
They all have the same accent. I'm not specifically not making it the Billy Ray one. That's all. I'm not doing that on any of these. They're all country people. Somewhere along the journey, I lost myself. Miley, Tish, or Billy Ray?
Miley.
Billy.
I think that's a Tish.
It is a Billy, and Bob is on the board. When you feel like you're at your lowest, you're about to get your biggest blessing. Who said that? Miley, Tish, or Billy Ray?
Tish.
Miley.
It is Tish. It's Tish. That's Maddie. So it's Maddie and Vinny. Maddie and Vinny tied with two. Bob has one. I think I'm just a little too rock and roll for some people. Who said that? Miley, Tish, or Billy
Ray? That's Miley for
sure. Miley.
Billy Ray.
Miley said that during her Wrecking Ball era.
Miley looked so good. And I mean this in a wholesome, like, fatherly way. Miley looked so good at the Met Gala. Did you see her gown, like what she was wearing?
Yes. Is it the one with the cutaway underneath? I thought she looked fan-freaking-tastic.
And I know she's grown up in, you know, show business, but just that whole, the way she's, like, the cameras are on her, and she went Vogue.
Like, I like looking at her.
She's delightful. I really like Miley Cyrus. I never thought I would feel that way about her. There have been times when I was like, please put your tongue back, roll the tongue back up and poke it into your mouth. Stop it with that. And now I'm like, she's great. And she just does whatever she wants. I totally envy
that.
She's
living her best life.
She really is.
For sure. I decided not to tour. I'm just going to put out hits and not go do shows.
Yeah, I don't feel like it. I'll be fine.
Good for you. Wait, just call your own shots.
Here's the next one. This is the last one unless you guys tie, okay? So try and answer differently. Bob, I hate to say it, but you're not going to win this one. You've only got 1 point. It's hard when you have your family falling apart in front of the world. Who said that? Miley, Tish, or Billy Ray?
Tish.
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 Tish it is. That means we have to do another one here. Hannah Montana destroyed my family. Miley, Tish, or Billy Ray?
Billy Ray.
Miley.
Why would any of them say that? Billy Ray.
Billy Ray is the correct answer.
Because Billy Ray is just dumb enough to say that into a microphone somewhere.
By a score of 5 for Vinny, 4 for Maddie, and 3 for Bob. Vinny, you just won a game! Oh, and the kisses just keep coming. All right, what do you got coming up?
Bienvenidos, mis amigos.
Okay.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This time tomorrow, we're going to be up at Cache Creek Casino Resort. We would love it if you were there. It's a live broadcast tomorrow morning. Details are at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by La Garza Summer Camp. La Garza Summer Camp's got it all. 30 locations across the Bay Area, a variety of programs, from sports to STEAM, flexible scheduling, epic fun for kids, and peace of mind for parents. Head to LaGarzaSports.org and use the code ALICE for $50 off today.
Sweet.
Still overcast outside in the fine downtown San Francisco skyline. It's overcast.
It's gray and yucky.
But we should see sunshine later and highs in the low 80s throughout the Bay Area.
All right.
Not here in the city, but
elsewhere.
You know where you are. Napa, hello. And I mean that literally. I'll be up there later. Mm. I'm actually driving past Napa, aren't I?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. Pretty far past.
Yeah. Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Mm. Pretty far past, huh?
It's pretty far past.
Okay.
Let's see what it is from here.
Mother's Day is Sunday, everyone, in case you like get your cards in the mail today. I put mine in the mail yesterday.
Oh, I sent my stuff off, but they didn't have a place where I could put a gift card. So I just told my mom there was something coming. I'm like, when something good shows up, it's for me.
Oh,
you know, like that.
Right. Warriors play tonight at 5:30. Steph's out with a grade 1 hamstring pull or something. Strain. Thank you, Maddie. He was about to say it, but it came to me. So go Warriors. I'll be watching that from my hotel room tonight at Cache Creek. Cannot wait.
Yeah. Do you want to come and look and see where it is?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do this. Boom. Here it is right here. It's in Brooks.
Okay.
And there's Napa down there. And we're here.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a lot closer than I thought.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty close. It's not too bad. Let me see what it says here. Does it? Where does it tell you how long it's going to take? That was not an almost F word. That was just a mouth flub, you know.
Mouth flubs. Yes, I'm very familiar.
Flub. Yeah, I do those all the time.
Anyway, apparently they've had some more votes, and there's still no new pope. So, and you know,
well, they love voting and talking.
They've got the eyes of the world on them right now. I would expect
God is watching.
Right, that they
make the right choice. Boys.
They want to drag that out as best they can. Mm. San Francisco, where we broadcast from.
Hello.
Named healthiest city in the United States of America.
Oh,
all right.
The study analyzed various factors like healthcare, food, fitness, and availability of green spaces when ranking more than 180 cities across the country. And the study cites several reasons for San Francisco.
Is it because of all the hills? Like, we always have to walk up the hills. So we're like...
Only 18% of San... Oof, oh, sorry. That was really gracious. Loud.
What happened? I don't even know what happened.
Jeez, well, my mug hit my mic.
Mm. Bonkety.
Yikes. Sorry, everyone.
Okay, start over.
Broadcasting rookie over here.
Yeah, we'll take that out in post.
San Francisco is ranked the healthiest city in the U.S. by a recent Wallet Hub study, and they say only 18% of San Francisco's population is classified as obese, the second lowest percentage in the country. Additionally, due to the city's green spaces and parks, 100% of the population lives close to somewhere they can partake in physical activity.
Oh.
The city's infrastructure also makes it one of the most walkable and bikeable cities. San Francisco was followed by Honolulu at number 2. Seattle was in at number 3. All of these places, I believe, have in common that by day, they are vibrant and alive, and there's lots of places to walk, bike, run. Like Seattle, all along, there's tons of water along.
And natural beauty. Like, yeah. It's fully, you would want to be outside looking around and going, damn, it's gorgeous here.
Right. Oahu. Or Honolulu specific, same thing. Like, right there you are. Get on a bike, go for a ride. The beauty can't be missed.
Right.
So here's the list. And by the way, San Jose came in at number 22.
Oh.
Fremont was number 21. Oakland, number 24.
Of course, Fremont's on the list.
Mm-hmm. Oaktown!
San Diego, where I was... before I moved to work with Sarah, came in at number 5. And that's another one of those cities where by day it is alive and booming. The nightlife, not so much.
Yeah.
Not much going on there. Maybe it's changed since I left, but at the time, all day, running, biking, moms with strollers, running and all the
stuff.
It's
interesting that Seattle, because I think of that as being a place that's rainy and keeps you indoors. Because other than that, like some of these cities in the top 5 here are really places where for much of the year you can get outside and get some exercise.
What I believe to be true, because I did live in, I lived in Seattle and I lived in Oregon for a little while. And these are places where rain does not stop people from doing things.
They just go.
They go golf in the rain. Oh. They go bike ride in the rain. And when I was like, you know, should I bring an umbrella? If you remember this, I had an umbrella in my hand at one point, and Icky and I forget where we were, but I went to go open it. He swatted it out of my hand. Like, we don't use those here. Knock it off.
Wow.
My umbrella's on the ground. I'm like,
do you wear
a
raincoat
have to
at
do
least?
That. No, they don't wear anything.
Just nothing. Like, just be damp.
You just live your life.
Do you grow mushrooms in all your crevasses?
Wow. What?
Seems like it'd be damp and moldy there.
I do know this, that all of the kids have in common that rainwater up the back of their pants from having it dragged down on their shoe, you know, like the back
sure,
of the pants.
There's just up, right?
There's just rainwater, like, you know, up to the calf.
Yeah.
On your jeans or whatever.
It wicks up.
But no, you go out and you live your life.
Mm.
You're not going to hide from the rain. It's just water.
It's like, I'll just be a little bit swampy.
And when I was there, I did the same. Like, I would go running and just be, there's no like, I'll try to stay dry. I might as well shower first.
It's because
while
it's just,
wearing clothes.
There's just no escaping it. So like, give up.
Live
don't
your
even
life.
Try.
Yeah, you can't like, that's
whatever.
Yeah, it's not snow. It's not winter. It's not, you know, 4 degrees.
Right, right.
You can go do
You're not
your
icing
stuff.
Up.
Anyway, San Francisco, congratulations. You're number one
number
healthiest
one.
Place to live in the
We're
United States.
One. We're number one. We're number one.
I'm proud of you.
It's a great city.
The top questions kids are Googling about adults.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is interesting.
Google shared a bunch of stats on the top things Americans have been Googling about adults. So here are some of the questions kids were asking.
Like little kids?
Yeah. Why are adults so mean?
Oh, because we got to get up for work tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You better keep it down.
Why are adults so obsessed with Disney?
Yeah, why are adults so obsessed with Disney? I feel like you go a couple times and you're like, all right, seen that.
No.
I believe it's the same as the nostalgia for Karate Kid. It's the same for Disney. Mm. It's that. This reminds me of a time, an innocent time in my life when I was most joyful. Before work.
Is that why?
And politics beat me to smithereens.
I just have a lot of fun at Disney. I just adore it. And
it's
it probably is a nostalgia. But I mean, I didn't grow up with it. So that's the other thing. Like, I didn't go to Disney until I was in my 30s for the first time. Now I go every year.
Yeah, but let me ask you this. Because I came across this, I grew up in Irvine, which is only 25 to 30 minutes from Anaheim, where Disney is. My first job was at Disneyland. I was 12. I've been there a million times, but hadn't been back, I don't know, for 20 years when I had a kid and we went to for the first time. And there we are. I didn't know that kids don't want to go on rides, that they want to go meet the characters.
Yeah.
And then you get in line and we get an autograph book and we get our camera and we get in line and we take, and now we're collecting characters. There were tons of grownups in those lines.
Yeah.
Grownups without kids in those lines waiting to take their picture with, name it, Mulan.
Mm. Sleeping Beauty.
All of them. And right. You just go, I don't get it. And I don't want to be mean because you can, it's a free world. You can do what you want. I don't get it. I don't know what you do with that. Does that go on your Facebook?
Yeah.
Oh, you've done this?
Yeah, yeah. My favorite's Maleficent, or the Evil Queen.
You
she's
go,
she's
wait.
Funny too.
You wait
you
in the
seek
line.
Her out and wait in the line and take a picture.
You know it's
she's
not
the
her,
one
right?
I go see.
You What's know that? That's not her, and it's not even the same person every time you go there.
I Will
know.
You please post your picture
please
of you
do.
With Maleficent?
Please post that
it.
Picture.
All right, let me find
it's somewhere
it.
On your Instagram. Just put it to
I'm
the
sure
top again.
Oh, it's gonna be great.
Yeah, I can't wait. So we put the grill thing up, right? So I mean, this is just. So much about you that is interesting.
I got to make sure it's on mine and not on somebody else's.
Okay.
Oh, the wife. Is that where the ex-wife, I mean.
Oh.
Is that what you were talking about?
Yes. She's not an ex.
Yeah.
She's still your wife.
Yeah.
Well, the guy wants to go out tonight, right? I mean, give him a break. You don't need to.
And we are going to Cache Creek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tonight's your night.
Tonight's the night.
Oh, you went there.
Yeah. Where did you want to meet?
What's the one where they go, we'll make history?
Oh, tonight's the night we'll make history.
Sticks. Oh, is that who
darling
I just quoted?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Way to quote
My
Sticks.
Bad. I went classic rock. Shame on me.
Oh, stop it.
I didn't mean to.
Well, they're both classic rock. We both went classic rock. I just went for a different classic rock hit.
Why are adults so stupid?
Yeah.
These are what the kids are Googling.
Thanks, kids.
Why are adults so tired all the time?
Yeah, it is true. That is, I am more tired now than I've ever been. The older I get, the more tireder I am and stupider.
Why? I don't believe this because this seems like a word a kid wouldn't be able to find. Why are adults so condescending to kids?
Hmm.
All right.
Because you're dumb.
Yeah, how old is that kid? Yeah, you dummy.
Dumb.
Well, I wouldn't have
gotten
that
even know what condescending is. Stupid.
Why are adults so happy?
Oh, well, they must know some good adults then. Those must be some of the good ones.
Well, I think that adults try to rally the kids, right? Sure. So, you know, you put it on, you go, you know what? I didn't sleep last night. I'm hungry. I'm cranky. Mm. My partner left me hanging on this thing or that thing, and I got to rally myself in order to show this kid a good time. They're trying their hardest to not drag you down, kids. That's the answer.
That's why they're so happy.
We're faking it.
They're faking it till they're making it. Oh, yes, I would love to do that with you.
This couch.
A hot poker for my eye.
Was bugging me.
Yes.
What a.
It's fine. We'll just get a new couch. Just, I love it. More.
Why are adults always so late to trends?
You know, because we don't care. Could that be it?
Actually, one thing I've noticed, because Sarah has a couple of the trends mixed right now.
Oh, what do I have?
Well, you get the club kid pants, mm-hmm. which I can hear.
Can you?
You whoosh, 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 whoosh. It's the baggy pants. They make a sound.
They make a, those, as like the corduroys used to. Remember back in the day?
There was I have corduroys still to this day.
Yeah.
I saved them because there's only one pair, but I'm like, yeah,
zip,
I love them.
Zip, zip.
Anyway.
What's the other one that I'm mixing with?
Oh, the skinnier pants. When I don't hear you, I'm like, oh,
she's got her skinny pants on.
But what I was going to say is it's been wild to watch the skinny jeans go out. They were hot for a long time, much longer than most trends. And watching the baggy pants come in, yeah. I see little kids in these just giant pants.
I honestly am with you. I think that the bagginess has gotten too baggy. I'm like, that just looks like you're going to fall. How can you even be keeping that up there? I like the bell bottoms too. I see a lot of people in bell bottoms. I like bell bottoms and they're cute.
Well, and that was... what's his bucket at the Super Bowl? Like he put those on and I bet he probably sold a million.
Kendrick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those boot cut.
The boot cut
pants. Yeah. Yeah. Yesterday.
Yes.
As we speak of trends, yesterday I'm at the car wash because I'm getting my van cleaned because I'm on an adventure starting in 1 hour. We're going to Cache Creek, everyone.
We are. Meet you there.
We're doing a live show tomorrow. I hope you come out. I'm at the car wash and I'm just sitting there waiting as they're doing the thing. And these two little girls, they're skinny and they're small and they're about Isla's age, but they're both goth.
Oh.
And I can't take my eyes off them because I'm thinking of Jane the whole time. And I'm like,
baby Jane.
I wonder if these girls will stay goth all the way into their 30s like Jane.
Mm.
You know, Jane. Young lady.
She is not playing a game.
Right.
She is goth through and through.
She's full on goth. But it was like riveting to see the young version of what will eventually become a grown up Jane.
It's actually kind of a strange thing that like goth has really hung in there.
Yeah.
Like that there are still goth kids now when they're still goth old ladies. Not old ladies, middle aged.
30s, I said. 30s. Oh, She's in her 30s.
I get it now. I see what you're doing. I was like, who's this 30?
Well, I was about to say, you know, something else. And I went, I better turn left here. Mm. What am I, stupid?
That would have been.
I don't want no trouble.
That was good. That would have been a turn that would have been helpful for me to.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Looking for trouble, I guess. I don't know. Oh, is that Danae? I've never seen her with her hair. We have a big deal tomorrow going on, and she is in business mode. Danae is part of our promotions team, and I've never seen her with less hair. She has a lot of hair. She is like business.
Are you sure that's her?
Nope. I am 92% sure.
Whoever it is, just check their bun.
Just to make sure it's still there. Yeah.
I don't know. You do?
I think so.
Did you see her from the front?
Knock on the window. She turns around.
I don't want to. I'm the one. I'm a sitting duck.
Oh, there she is. It's not her.
Okay. I think that's not her.
I don't know.
Might actually be her. I don't know.
I don't know either.
We should find out.
Yeah, please go find out. Please find out. And ask if she put it up because she's going to be working so hard today for the gig.
Forget that. Ask if we can get her into our rooms early. Like, they do something useful. No one cares. Why are adults always so busy? These are the things kids are Googling. Why are adults always so unreasonable? Because you don't have any money. That's why.
It was today.
It was?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she walked down the hall and I wanted to yell Because I didn't want to be like a dork and yell, Danae, and then it'd be somebody else. But I just confirmed with the other folks sitting there. They're like, yeah, it's her.
I'm a fan. This is one of our first events together.
It is. Big promotion with her.
Big deal. Yep. So I'm excited, but I am a fan.
Great job.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff that you guys had to say.
All right.
Why are adults so into radio and not just listening to podcasts? Because of Alice.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sarah and Vinny and Jane and Maddie and Bob. That's nice of you to say.
That's a very nice thing to say.
Hey, Vin, you worked at Disney? Can we hear more? Pretty please? Yeah, I've told this story. I was a shoeshine boy when I was 12 for the backstage employees at Disney. And so I would drive in with my friend's dad, who was the barber there, who cut hair for the employees. And I sat at the shoeshine seat with my little Walkman and my punk rock cassette tapes, my little head shaved and my braces. And I would
your pack of cigarettes.
Well, hold on. That's not how that went exactly. I mean, mostly it did. But that's because you could buy them at the Disneyland Hotel
those pull
things.
Yeah. Oh.
And I would, I was 12. Disneyland. And I'd be sitting at the Disneyland Hotel in one of those little off, like, not right on the lobby, but just off the lobby by the elevators. They put alcohols. Chairs there where you could, I just sit there and smoke. 12. No one walked up and went, what are you doing?
You look so mature with your braces and your little shoeshine outfit.
I'm on a break from my job. Shining shoes.
I'm just a working man, working stiff over here.
Just a break. Just having a grit real quick before I get back to it.
Have a good day.
Go home to the wife and kids. Oh. Let me tell you about my wife.
She's throwing a tea party today. It's going to be it's over the top, man.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Three Doors Down and Chris Stapleton after this.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.